And we're just starting summer, and I can't stress enough to you the importance of sun safety. According to the Cancer Council, just under two-thirds of us here in the land down under will be diagnosed with some kind of skin cancer before the age of 70. And that's quite a scary statistic. But we're now joined, thankfully, by one Dr. Katie Lee, a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Queensland, to ease our minds about the recent sunscreen recalls and give some tips on how to get through this summer. Katie, welcome to The Daily.
Thanks for having me on.
No, it's our pleasure. Thank you for making the time today, especially with the time difference. So first things first then, could you please tell us a little bit about the recent sunscreen recalls that we were hearing about, and have things kind of been resolved at this point?
Well, kind of. A few months ago, Choice did some independent testing of 20 sunscreens that were sold in Australia, and 16 of them didn't actually have the advertised SPF level, which is pretty startling considering how well-regarded internationally Australian sunscreens are. Mm. So it's mostly been traced back to one particular problem product that's sort of the base ingredient for quite a few sunscreens. Although just yesterday the ABC came out with another article about another one that might be a bit dodgy. Yeah. So if you are looking at getting new sunscreens, it's probably worth popping onto the Therapeutic Goods Administration website and checking sunscreens that they've noted as being ones to avoid until things are settled down. Mm. But aside from that, sunscreens usually, pretty well regulated in Australia. It's definitely probably time for a bit of an overhaul and checking. But I do know a lot of companies are now going back through and making sure there's independent tests and making sure that their own products are actually up to scratch.
Mm. Certainly. I hope it does get resolved and ironed out. But is there something that we should be looking for when we're buying sunscreen if we're just walking through the supermarket aisle and see things on the shelf? What can we look out for to know that it's going to do the job right?
So you really want four things to look out for. One is to be 30 plus or 50 plus SPF. One is that it should be water resistant because it's pretty sweaty in Australian summers. One is that it should be broad spectrum. That means it protects you against UVB and UVA rays. And the fourth one is that it should have a TGA mark on it, which is a number, an AUSTL followed by a number. That means it's been registered here. And after that, the most important thing is to find one that you actually like wearing. So whether that's, scented or unscented or a milk sort of style or, something that, you will actually wear.
Mm, certainly. It's whatever works, I guess, in that sense. But I have to ask you, though, it's a really big debate amongst a lot of people there. Just how often should we be reapplying sunscreen? Because I know I've heard anywhere from once a day to every 30 minutes. And just what's the story there? What should we be doing?
It really depends on what activity you're doing. So if you're just getting around your normal day-to-day, going to the office or getting around the house, you probably can just put it on in the morning on all the bits of skin that aren't covered by that day's outfit, and that will protect you against short exposures like you're walking, to the cafe or you're hanging out the laundry, that sort of thing. But if you're going to be out for more than, say, 20 or 30 minutes, you probably also want to start using other sun safety measures like, wearing a hat and wearing long sleeve or covering clothes. And also, if you've gotten really sweaty or if you've been swimming and you've gotten out and toweled off, you'll want to reapply. And after that, if none of those apply, then you want to reapply every 2 hours.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the sweat because I was just thinking there's been times where I would have been trying to put the sunscreen on, but I'm so sweaty that it just kind of, it rolls off.
Kind of slides off, yeah.
Yeah, it's all gross and it's like, what do I do? Do I just, yeah.
But, it's tough in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got to ask you then, overall, does slip, slop, slap, wrap still hold up today in 2025?
It does. One of the things we found out recently is that over the course of about a generation, Australian kids in their early teens have got about half the number of moles as they used to before the whole, you know, no hat, no play, lots of rashies and stuff came in. And that's important because having a lot of moles, especially big ones, is the most easy way to look at someone and say, oh, you're really susceptible to melanomas. So the fact that these kids have got fewer of these moles, it does show that our sun protection regime for kids is working.
Yeah, it's good to have that progress. I mean, it's like if anything, you get them when they're young and you're going to see the benefits for them in the later years. Yeah.
And we do know that sun exposure as a kid is really disproportionately responsible for your cancer risk when you're older. It does still count as you're getting older if you keep exposing yourself to the sun, but definitely, you know, really lean into getting your kids to wear the hat, wear the sunscreen, that sort of thing.
Yeah, certainly. Unfortunately, the clock has got us, but I would love to keep talking about this. But thank you so much for joining us, Katie, and for keeping us informed as we head into the summer.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. And I'm feeling ready to take to the summer, and hopefully if you're listening at home, you are too. That was, of course, Dr. Katie Lee, postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Queensland and affiliate of the Dermatology Research Centre.